Under the deal proposed by Governor Scott Walker, Kimberly-Clark could receive a Foxconn-style incentive package in exchange for keeping a plant in Fox Crossing open. The plant employs about 400 people. Testifying before the State Budget Committee, a number of Kimberly-Clark employees spoke in support of the deal. But Carmen Jones, a 37-year employee of the Fox Crossing plant, said she doesn't support it, even if it means losing her job.
It's corporate blackmail. Either you do this, or we'll leave the state. Either you do this, or you won't have a job.
Jones said there are a number of other good-paying jobs in Wisconsin. Supporters of the deal argue Kimberly-Clark has a major impact on Wisconsin's economy through its plants and supply chain. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.